we're making the official documentary on the Klamath Dam removals, and that's like the biggest restoration, river restoration in the world, and the probably the biggest like concrete explosion anticipated in the world's ever seen.
Okay, so you definitely don't want to have the drone break down then.
Yeah, so you know, this was a couple summers ago up in Washington's Nooksack River, and we'd set up a 6-month time lapse camera, so we documented the whole thing with time lapse, but we also wanted to cover it, and some of that footage is in my the film that's going to be coming out this fall called The Lost Salmon about the plight of spring Chinook. It's kind of the end cathartic moment, those dams coming down. I'd fly a little bit, but I had a friend there that was a pilot as well. And we had just invested, I don't know, $6,000 or $7,000 in this new camera system for our big drone. And it was literally the first shoot with it. And he was on the controls. And day one, so sometimes you lose signal with drones around a lot of concrete or metal or equipment and all that. And day one, the thing kind of takes off and almost lops his finger off, and he's bleeding, and we almost have to go to the hospital in the middle of that shoot. And that was before the explosion day when the blast team comes. And when the blast team comes, they're separate from the contractors. So there's all this kind of like communication issues and safety issues and just general chaos in the air. So we're setting up for the big blast, and all our cameras are set, and my friend, the other pilot, puts the drone in the air, and I'm standing next to him, and I put my drone in the air, and I just see him getting ready. And then I just see like this, just like the, just, he just like lost the life out of his face. And I'm like, what? And he just shook his head and just walked away. And I was like, oh no, you know, the drone hit, there was another drone, a Netflix TV crew there at the time that wasn't really coordinating with us. And I think the drones kind of got too close to each other and freaked out the signal. So right before the blast goes off, like the drone goes into the tree hanging over this 300-foot canyon. So out of commission, ended up falling into the canyon. And
oh,
I did get it back mangled, which was so pressure's on me now, you know, and my hands were shaking, and you have to be so, you can't shake too much because the controls of the drone are really sensitive. So somehow with all my shaking and stuff, I pulled off the shot, because it's also hard because you don't know exactly.
You pulled off the shot though with another drone, right?
Yeah,
because the other one was mangled.
Yeah, threw it up in the air.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm worried that I'm going to like fly too close to it and it's going to get blown up in the blast, because you didn't want a static drone shot. We wanted what we call a dolly shot, where it kind of moves slow and we're doing a camera tilt down on it, and somehow pulled it off. That was that was the most pressure I've felt. That whole shoot was the most pressure I've ever felt.
Well, I ask you, Shane, I ask you that question because one thing we talked about before, about, you know, if you're a donor, you want to fund a film, you want to ask the filmmaker about their history of making films to make sure that they can complete the project. And then the next thing I think I wanted to talk about here with you is, if a producer is coming to you as a donor and saying, or a filmmaker and saying, I want to do X issue, or X thing, I want to film this issue you care about. I think a good question for a donor to ask is something like this, like, okay, is there like one shot that if you don't get it, like a dam coming down, it's going to mean that your movie's going to sort of be screwed up. So what kind of experience do you have filming this particular thing or other pieces like that? Maybe as a donor, you might want to ask those questions to just sort of suss that out a little bit.
Absolutely. And I think that kind of comes in like with your experience and like who you're working with as far as a team goes. And that was why it was really important for us to kind of go out and do Nooksack before Klamath, because we wanted
to
our own before we were really needing to raise a lot of money.